the blue schedule we have has the start of the meeting, but it doesn't have the end. And I know some of us are probably tired. You traveled today. I did also. So I'll be brief. But I thought I'd like to just begin our time together just considering a little bit the verse that we took this year for the camp. And it's found in the Gospel of John, the 7th chapter. It's a verse that I'm sure we're familiar with. And I'll just read it to you. John 7, beginning at the 37th verse, it says this, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Out of his heart, out of his inmost being, will flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And so the Apostle John makes it very clear that this living water is the Holy Spirit. Out of your inmost being will flow rivers of living water. This he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. And I think in the days ahead we'll take a look at that and what God did for the apostles on the day of Pentecost, for those that were waiting for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now we know that the Holy Spirit was present and has always been present. God, the Spirit, has moved throughout time and will continue to move throughout eternity. But it seems that there was something that happened on the day of Pentecost that was unique. Something that hadn't taken place before. We see the Holy Spirit at work in the Old Testament, certainly. In reading one of the commentaries about this verse, it's interesting that the Jewish people believe that there were five things that were missing from the second temple that were in the first temple. And one of those five things was the Holy Spirit. And I just had to stop and think about that. You see, the New Testament makes it clear that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit? You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I wonder, are these temples of ours, are we missing the Holy Spirit? That's what God intends. I think that's God's desire, that we are temples. And I think Paul was reminding them that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that you are to be a temple of the Holy Spirit? And I trust that the Holy Spirit is not missing from these temples. This thought of living water, rivers of living water, we could just consider that a moment. In the book of Jeremiah, maybe you want to just hold your hand here, or maybe not, but if you want to turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 2. Verse 13, for my people have committed two evils. Jeremiah 2, verse 13. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Again, the source of the living water is God himself. You've forsaken me. the fountain of living waters. I think that phrase, living waters, I think it has to do with life-giving water. We'll see that if we turn to Ezekiel in a moment. But the idea here is that God's people have forsaken the source. Somehow we've created maybe what we think is a well or a container or a reservoir to hold the blessing of God, and yet he says it's something of your own making. You've hewn out for yourselves, and you've forsaken me. I just don't want to bless you, and then you keep it, and you go on your way, and I'm happy I'm saved, and God has blessed me, and God blesses my family, and God blesses, you know, everything that I do. That's not God's desire, necessarily. God's highest desire is that you are a channel of his blessing, that out of your inmost being would flow rivers of living water. He blesses you that you can be a blessing. God blessed Abraham, yes, but he also said, I'm blessing you because you are going to be a blessing to all nations. And so those blessings that God bestows upon us are not for ourselves, but for others. Lord Jesus, let me be a channel. Lord, let these streams of living water flow from us. Help us not to forsake the source, you, the fountain. Oh, God. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need your Spirit to work among us. Turn over to Ezekiel. You have that picture of that river that flowed from the temple, 47th chapter. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, the temple. Behold, water issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000. And brought me through, the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Where is the source of this river? Where does it begin? Right from the innermost part of that temple, from the altar, it flows. And it flows out, and it flows, and it grows deeper as it goes. And he said to me, Son of man, thou hast seen this? Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country. Go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. Now, if I'm correct, I believe that this river is flowing into the Dead Sea, where nothing lives. And into that deadness, the Spirit of God brings life. Life Everywhere it goes, the river brings life. It's living water. It's life-giving water. And into the deadness of the human condition, the Spirit of God comes as a life-giving stream. Out of your inmost being will flow rivers of living water. And again, you see the parallel here in the Old Testament temple. The waters issued forth, but you are the temple of the living God. You and me are the temples of the Holy Ghost. And God wants those streams of life to flow forth from us. Goes on to talk about the trees that grow along the bank of the river and how they're for healing. And you can look in Revelation 22 and you find the same picture of this river of God that flows. And so in the past and in the future you have it, but now, God wants his river of life to flow from us, to flow among us. To bring life wherever it flows. Oh God. Again, we need to get to the source. We need to be in contact with the fountain of life, of living waters, not forsake the fountain. Oh God, we need you. And so we're here to receive from you all that you have for us, that we in turn can be those blessing, a channel of your Spirit. Life-giving stream to those around us. Oh, God. Help us to know our calling. To know our calling. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Come to us. Come to us. Fill us, Lord Jesus. Fill us with yourself. Oh, Jesus. Just one more passage. You know, in John 7, we read there, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said. Now, again, I have to trust the Bible scholars. And they take us to Isaiah 58, verse 11. And Isaiah 58:11 says this, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Now again, I don't want to just take this out of context. So maybe we should just go back. This is found in a chapter that speaks about, now get ready for this, good works. Good works. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought. And so again, I have a lady in our church who has favorite songs. Yeah, know anybody like that? If you say, what hymn would you like to sing? Kind of know what they're going to call out, right? She has about three of them, so I really don't know which one is her real favorite. But the one that she calls out quite often is, make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. How good is that? Is that good? I'm glad that's in her heart. And I trust that's in our heart as well. Lord, I want to be a blessing. I want to lift someone's load. I want to be able to give a listening ear to the person who's in need, who's crying out, has nowhere else to turn. I want to give to those who need. Not only my resources, but my time. I just want to be used, dear God, for you. To bless those that you bring into my life. And so here in this context of God causing us to be a well-watered garden, to cause our spring not to fail, it's in the context of doing the thing that pleases God and showing compassion and being like Jesus. And so I don't know what picture we have in our minds when Jesus says, out of your inmost being will flow rivers of living water. But I think it begins with love. Am I filled with the love of God? Does that love of God flow from my life? Oh, let thy love so divine flow through me. And so, beloved, we have a high and holy calling. Christ wants to find a vessel that's empty so that he can fill it with himself and that he can flow through us to a dying world, that he can bring his life, use you and me to bring life, the word of life. The water of life. Again, we can only, as it were, bring people to the Lord Jesus, the fountain, the source. But he uses us. He uses us to be channels of that blessing. And so, Lord, empty us. And fill us with yourself. Cleanse us, Lord. Oh God, God, we want to be all that you have called us to be. We want to be channels, Lord, that are filled with the life of God, the Spirit of God. Oh, channels only, blessed Master. Oh God, help us as your temples to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Fill us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah.